Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. The Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
This is Darren Root, Executive Editor of the CPA Technology Advisor, and I'm here today doing a who's who. And I have a phenomenal guest with me today, John Swatzel. John is the Senior Technical Advisor for Advanced Micro Solutions, Inc., out in Edmond, Oklahoma. So welcome today, John.
Thank you. Thank you, Darren. Thank you for having me on.
So recently I met your boss at Vendor Week for the CPA Technology Advisor, phenomenal guy, and you guys have a great business out in Edmond, Oklahoma. Where is that in relationship to Oklahoma City?
We're a suburb of North Oklahoma City. It's a really nice little community.
Great. And tell me a little bit about what you guys do at Advanced Micro Solutions.
Well, we primarily focus on compliance for unemployment, quarterly returns, that type of thing, 941 state returns, and how that interacts with W-2 preparation, 1099s, electronic filing, and so forth.
Okay. So you guys are doing a lot of the payroll tax return compliance stuff, as well as the 1099, which, as you and I were just talking, we won't get into this much, but, you know, it sounds like there's some major changes taking place in the 1099 as it relates to the new Health Care Act that I think our listeners ought to be paying attention to.
So,
John, tell me a little bit about you guys have a ton of customers nationwide, if I remember right. So you guys have obviously been doing something right for a long time. But what really is who's your core customer?
We primarily focus on the smaller CPA firms. I mean, we do have a lot of people that will, like their own businesses, you know, that do their own internal payroll, you know, to do their own quarterly reporting and W-2 preparation, 1099s and such. But it's primarily going to be the smaller CPA firms.
So the smaller accounting firms, are they providing live payroll?
Some of them are. We get a lot of people that will do, like their customers will do their payroll on something like QuickBooks or something, and, you know, we can import that kind of data. We have a lot of people that do after the fact and live, so that that becomes a pretty big time saver for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I know, like we just mentioned, getting the 1099s prepared is really a big issue at this point, and like we mentioned, it may become a bigger burden. So how does sort of the 1099 process take place for you guys?
Well, there's a couple different ways. A lot of times people will have the data already entered into like an Excel-type document or, you know, spreadsheet of some kind so that we can do a direct import from, or if they have been entering payroll in our product, that's a real easy, you know, import over to get to a 1099 or like I'd mentioned before, like a QuickBooks-type import. You can, and if you don't have it in another situation or another payroll package, you can easily just type the data directly onto the 1099 if you have a smaller number to do. That's a really easy way to go.
You know, I know, John, one of the things that you guys have done really well is in the area of e-filing. Kind of tell our listeners what all you guys do as it relates to e-filing.
Well, we have several things for electronic filing. For the larger preparer, we've got a e-filing direct package, which allows you to create a file to submit to the IRS or the SSA directly, and there's just a flat rate for that. And we also have a e-filing services option available, which if you have a smaller number of them to do, that can really be a better way to go because you get charged per form. The other really nice thing about the e-filing services is that they've got a way to prepare and print and mail the documents for you. So if you don't have a large staff, you know, at the end of the year, you can have all that stuff done outsourced. So that can really make a big difference for a lot of people.
And as I mentioned, you guys are in Edmond. Tell me a little bit, John, about your support and how that works.
We actually have, at least in my opinion, one of the better support systems around. I've worked for several different software companies over the past 15 or so years, and I have yet to find one that is as focused on the customers. You know, and when I say that, I mean things like you get a you're a priority. You know, when you call in with a problem, it is a priority to get fixed, not just to get you off the phone and get on to the next one, which is highly unusual in this type of industry. And that's one thing I'm very proud of.
What are you guys seeing as priorities for Advanced Micro for 2010?
I think the biggest thing that we're looking at right now is the e-filing. You know, there are a lot of states that, there are several states that mandate that, but there are a lot more that are going to be going that way. So we're actually trying to stay ahead of that so that we can provide that type of electronic filing for the customers in general, for both unemployment returns as well as year-end W-2s, 1099s for state filings, which is something we really haven't done much in the past, but is something that we're looking to focus more on.
You know, John, I live in Indiana and practice in Indiana, and, you know, it seems like our state unemployment office and even our the state in general has been somewhat behind the curve as it relates to technology and I haven't even been accepting e-file returns. What are you seeing nationwide as it relates to that?
You know, there's a handful of them that are really big on it. Like Florida's a real big one, Texas, New Jersey, some of those other ones. You know, those are all really big in that regard. But it really comes to a state by state basis. You know, every state's got their own policies, and you know they can more or less do what they want. So we just kind of have to work with whatever guidelines they give us. But we are trying to stay ahead of that because we really think that's the way the industry's going.
You know, I guess it's one of those which comes first, the chicken or the egg. But, you know, with most states, it ought to be more efficient to use e-filing, but they don't have budgets to make that transition.
Right.
And it should be more cost-effective for them to have e-filing. So, you know, with many states right now, you know, with budget challenges, you know, it's going to be hard seeing a lot of them move, although if they do move into the electronic filing space, it seems like it would be much more efficient. I know just the states that we have the ability to e-file with, it's much more efficient. And actually, you know, working with the federal government, it's much more efficient than mailing returns in.
Sure, sure, I agree. The only thing that I think that they're worried about is there is a kind of a learning curve for every state involved, because any time a state has mandated, you know, an electronic filing procedure, it does take a couple of quarters to kind of get all the kinks worked out. So that may be something that a lot of the states are a little shy of, but it's really hard to say state to state. But I have seen a lot of states that once they get through it, you know, it really becomes it's a much more efficient process.
Yeah. Well, John, it sounds like you guys are going to have another great year, and with the changes in 1099 reporting, it sounds like you guys are going to keep really busy going forward.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's a great thing. So anything else that our listeners should know before we get off?
Just that we are really focused on what makes our customers' business profitable. You know, a lot of people don't look at payroll as a profit-making venture. You know, it's just more one of those necessary evils, you know, that they've got to deal with. But I like to think that our software is one of the easier ones to deal with, as far as once you get the payroll entered, you've got all your forms printed out, you've got everything filled in. Especially for e-filing, it just flows directly into the e-filer. So it really does save a lot of time and energy for the preparer. So that's the kind of thing that I think they should be focused on.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, John. And last, before we get off, if I'm listening today and I don't know anything about Advanced Micro, tell me the best way for me to find out more.
Sure, we can be reached at our website, which is www.1099-etc.com, or we can be reached by phone at 800-536-1099, or they can send us email at info@1099-etc.com.
Great. John, thanks so much for your time today, and I wish you the best of luck for the remainder of the year.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Darren.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit www.cpatechadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune into future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.